producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, hello there. Hopefully it's sunny where you are. It's not particularly where I am. I have much to tell you, but I'm going to defer that in favor of Jan, who called early, often, which means no waiting, don't have to take a number, instant access. Jan, welcome. How am I to help you today?
Thank you. All right. Well, I made a mess out of everything, and I just need you to help me figure this out.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago, my boyfriend and I got into a huge fight, and we got into a huge fight while I was driving.
Mm.
He wanted to get out of the car at the light, and I just said, I'm turning around. I made a U-turn. I took him home, and when he was getting out of the car, he dropped his phone, and I gave it gas, and I hit him with my door, and he just kept screaming, I'm done, and I don't know why I lost it. Like, I was so mad I lost it. Like, and now...
Well, the good news is you didn't run over him, so, you know, it could have been significantly worse. But yeah, I agree with you. It was not either of your finest hours, it sounds like. Before we go farther, let me back up and get a little bit of information from you so I'm on the same page. How long have the two of you been together?
4.5 years.
How old are you?
48.
How old is he?
53.
The two of you live together?
We have lived together for the last 3 years.
Okay. What precipitated the argument originally in the car?
Well, he's just been distant, and I can tell that there's something wrong, and he keeps saying nothing's wrong. He's short with me. He's just, he has like an arrogant, cocky attitude all the time, and...
Well, when you say all the time, is this a recent phenomenon? Has it exacerbated, or was it there from the beginning?
He always has been. He's always has been like that. But it's like he doesn't have any respect for me now. That's what it seems like. He always had respect. Like he jokes with everybody. Like, if I go to give him a hug, he'll, like, look like, do I have to? You know, but he will. And then,
That's not cute. When did we switch? When did you feel that? Was there a specific point where you can say he was okay before then, and then he hit critical mass? Okay, when was that?
It was his daughter came to stay with us this past summer.
Yeah.
And
how old is his daughter?
Everything, 22.
Yeah. Do you get along with her or not get along with her?
I got along with her really good, but now not anymore.
What happened about that?
I have a daycare. She was helping me with my daycare, and she had just moved here from Tennessee. And I was just kind of helping her get on her feet. And just, I was treating her like a good friend, but unconditional. And after a while, I heard like stuff that, like, she just started lying to me and stuff that I didn't even care about. I'm like, you're 22. You stay with us for the summer and find out what you want to do. I've used all your advice. I mean, I didn't really want her to stay here, but I was like, she had no choice. Her mom's getting a divorce and it was too crazy over there. So she decided she was going to go to school. At the end of the summer, I didn't need her to work with me anymore, but that week I said, are you going to finish? She blew me off on a Monday when the state was showing up. I texted her and I said, forget it. You don't even have to come in. I already found somebody to work with me because that's what she was doing. She was just coming in late and just making my life miserable. But I made a deal with her to let her work with me for the summer. She could stay here for the summer. I held up my end of it. She texted me back and said, "You never wanted me there anyways. I'm just going to leave now." And I was like, "Well, this doesn't have anything to do with you blowing me off at work. We knew that what the agreement was. You are to stay here just for the summer." And that was it. Like,
okay. All right. A couple things, and then we'll go into the particulars. I think you're absolutely right from your description that the major cause of the breakup of second marriages, which I realize this isn't a marriage, but it has a lot of the aspects of a marriage,
mm-hmm.
are children left over from the first, especially from the guy's point of view. Because how old was the 22-year-old when dad divorced mom?
She was like 6, maybe 7. Yeah.
Okay. So here's what happened from a psychological standpoint, which may just make you feel a little less agitated. It doesn't really change a whole lot, but it may make it easier for you to understand. And I think when we can understand things, we can accept them with a little less stomach acid. So here's the deal. When she came, her mother's going through a divorce. She's 22, as you point out. 22-year-olds. Although I just saw a statistic that said nearly 50%, something like 49.8% or something, of kids, I think between the ages of 18 and 23 or 25 or something, are living at home. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, which I find, I mean, I break out in a rash if I think about that. So we're talking about half of all these kids. She's living with her mom. She leaves her mom gets hussed, whatever, and comes to her dad. And she's going to have dad issues anyway and not only is she going to have dad issues, dad's going to have kid issues. So, and you got caught right in the middle of it. And she started doing some acting out. One of the things that we know about human behavior is under pressure, under stress, that people tend to regress, which means they just go back to an earlier stage of development. So my guess is if you looked at her behavior, you could find other pretty good examples of her becoming, if not a 6-year-old, at least kind of an unpleasant teenager. As you say, lying, staying out late, maybe you smoking in the house, drinking, boys, whatever. All the kinds of things that adolescents do to say, you can't treat me like a kid, while still taking advantage of being a kid. So I think that part of this had absolutely nothing to do with you. Nothing. It had to do with the combination of she was essentially reliving the first divorce when her mom went through it. So, and then you get caught in the middle. So you get to be the in loco parentis. You get to be the in place parent figure. My guess is that is probably not much of a disciplinarian. And even if he was, getting between him, between your boyfriend and his daughter, whom he probably feels somewhat guilty about, and he's not used to living with a 22-year-old brat, was unwise, even though you had a different function. You got to be, in theory, the friend and the good hostess. But she's going to act out. I mean, in her mind, you became, obviously you weren't the homewrecker, but you became the parent that she's going to act out against. So some of this had nothing to do with you, but you got caught in the middle between the 22-year-old's acting out and between boyfriend's guilt. And I think you're absolutely right that he just decided that he was going to choose, and she's going to go to him and say, you know, Jan's so mean, I can't believe you're with her. And then she's 22 and not 6, she's going to say things mm-hmm. like, well, she's really fat, or you can do better, or boy, she doesn't mm-hmm. treat you very well. She's going to do all that pot stirring. So, all right, so now we understand and your relationship may have had some issues before that, and we can certainly look at that. But certainly a disruptive, unhappy, regressing, acting out 22-year-old ain't going to make anything comfortable between the two of you. So she's gone now. Did the two of you ever talk about her behavior while she was there or right after she left?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. I tried because I know, I didn't want to say anything, because I know how it is. I didn't want nobody saying anything. I didn't want that step-parent thing, and I really didn't want to get involved in all that. I just wanted to help her out.
I get it, but I mean, the point is that she was going to make sure you did. I mean, that's where you really got caught. she was just going to make sure that no matter, you could have been above it all. But the fact is that she was living in your house and working with your job, so she was going to be disruptive about that. All right, I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break here. See if you can focus on the break so you can focus on today, other issues in the relationship that are independent of her. What do you want to do today, and what do we do about the little acting out that you did? All right, so we'll walk through it together. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-99-37569. We're talking with Jan, who really had kind of a dicey situation with her boyfriend and her boyfriend's daughter over the summer, and I agree with your analysis that it probably precipitated his kind of snottiness to you since then. So did the two of you talk about, because you can hear, talking about her is going to get you no place.
Right.
But have the two of you, since she left, has there been any kind of comfort between the two of you?
No, not really. Like, it's just, he's been really cold and distant, and I call him Shrek.
That's helpful.
What he reminds me of. He's like hugging a cactus. But, I mean, our relationship is good. We function. We work really good as far as, like, our household, and we go on date. We do our Friday night date night. We do our own space. This is like my first mature relationship, I guess.
All right,
like,
so
I don't want to be in it. I don't have to be in it. Like,
but you want to be in it.
I want to be in it, but I just feel like, I mean, for him, it's not that stable. It just seems like he could
take it
out.
Or leave it.
Yeah.
All right. A couple things. First of all, So when did the car accident occur? It was a car accident. When did that occur?
A week ago yesterday. The Monday before.
Are the two of you still in the same household?
We're in the same household. He's sleeping on the couch. And barely any conversation.
What do you want going forward?
I'm not really sure.
Okay, that's where you have to start.
I mean, because I just don't understand why I got that mad. I mean, I'm nervous. I could have ended up in jail.
Let's look at that. I mean, I think at some point you're going to figure out what you want going forward. Because in terms of going back, my guess is, and you can certainly correct me or argue with me on this, is that it's just, look, I put up with this. I put up with your daughter and of all of her nonsense all summer because of you, and you're not even grateful, and to hell with you. And I think that's
exactly how I feel.
Yeah, it's kind of one of the statements. I think my mother made it about me, but I think it's absolutely true. I'm a perfectly easy person to get along with unless I feel that I've been wronged. And then my sense of righteous indignation is really an ugly thing to see.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes out of nowhere, and I can't believe you did that. I'm such a nice person. And it's the only time I would really view myself as relatively unreasonable and stupid. And it's not exactly out of control, but it comes a lot closer than I'd really like to be most times. And that's what it sounded like to me, of how dare you. You know, I put up with all this. I've been the good guy. I've not only not gotten any kudos for it, but I'm not going to take any more crap for it. Which is something for you to be aware of, because it probably means that you waited it means a bunch of things. It means when it comes to the kid, you're probably better off. You've got an income. Put her off someplace else. Hiring family members over which you have very little control doesn't make a lot of sense, because if they work out well, okay. But any of the normal things that you have with any regular employee are going to blow up both contexts, both your personal life and your professional life. So it's probably not worth it. And that's just something to be aware of going forward. And I not only say this to you, Jen, I say it to all of us. Hiring family members is a really complicated issue, because they never feel completely appreciated, no matter how much you pay them, because they feel that they got that you're doing them a favor, and you feel that you're doing them a favor, so you're going to be a little bit more critical of them. It just, and if you've got other employees, it just turns out to be unstable. So you're much better, for example, finding a friend who has the same thing and say, look, I'll take care of your stepkid if you'll take care of mine, or something. It almost never works out. I mean, just because you can see why. You can see the dynamics going forward, that if the person is an exemplary employee, they'll never feel appreciated because it's family. And if they're anything less than that, you're going to feel, how could you do this to me? I'm family. So it just doesn't work out. So knowing that going forward, in terms of getting between people and their family, even though they may be critical of their family, you criticize them, they'll go for your jugular every time. So it's just not. So you need to figure out. I mean, for her, you now understand that having her in the household, having her in your workplace is not viable. Doesn't mean you have to say she's not reliable. You just say, look, I think she's going to feel much more independent if she has a place to live, and I'm willing to subsidize it, or we'll find her an internship or something. And you can certainly be supportive of her, but it's just unwise. If you'd called me up and said, I'm going to do this, I would have said, don't do it. Not because I'm so smart, but because you can just see all the pitfalls, and the most you can hope for is breaking even, and you don't want to play in situations like that. The benefit-risk ratio is just completely off. All right, so we've got that taken care of if there's a future with this dude. In terms of your own being out of control, that's basically a sign that, you know, the definition of a pressure cooker, which I don't think people even use anymore. My grandmother had one, and it's this cast iron pot, and I remember it had a little spigot at the top, and you would put this little flange over it, and basically the steam would not escape. You could adjust how much steam escaped or none, and the idea is that If you got enough steam generated, you could blow the lid off this thing, literally. It's a very efficient way of cooking because the steam cooked. But if you clamp a lid on something and turn heat up underneath it, you've essentially created a pressure cooker, which is explosive. And I think that's what you did, that either you didn't want to criticize or, you know, you felt guilty about it or whatever. And so instead of letting it out a little bit or sort of, it just exploded on you. And I think whenever, understand, people always do things for reasons, even, and if we think, gee, we're out of control, what that meant is we weren't aware of the reasons early enough. So going forward, you're going to have to figure out a relationship that works better in terms of being able to not complain, but to diffuse anger before it gets out of control. And it sounds, if I had to guess, you're not particularly good at confrontation. And none of us want to be good at confrontation, but there's a difference between being terrified of saying the wrong thing in a relationship, so we say nothing, an explosion. And that's what, by definition, if you can't talk about it, it will destroy the relationship, because you'll either explode and the person will think, my gosh, they're crazy, which is not a good basis for a relationship, or all you are is sullen, which makes them think, you know, what am I doing wrong? It's always my fault. So neither of those, you really have communication, you know, is not a, it is not just a catchphrase. It's really a basis of how we negotiate through life. All right, let me put you on hold. We'll come right back. You need to figure out, and if you, as much as you can, if you want to go forward on this, because it's really going to take some work. And if you're done and he's done, then I think what you do is figure out how to negotiate the treaty as opposed to putting the relationship back. So give some thought to it. I won't hold you to it, but you need to think about it pretty seriously. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. All right. We're talking with Jan, who's in a relationship that kind of reached critical mass. And he's mad at her. She's mad at him. The catalyst for the whole thing was probably his 22-year-old daughter who was with him for the summer. Are there other issues beyond her that are emerging at this moment? You mentioned that he was kind of arrogant and had a sense of humor that was a bit painful.
Yeah, that's the only thing that I don't like about our relationship is he's not, like, he doesn't touch me or anything. Like, he doesn't like to hug or touch. He's kind of distant. But he does. I mean, he's just not that tight. Like,
do you want him to stay in this relationship or not?
I more would like to stay in it than not. I'm like maybe 60-40. I don't know. I mean, right now I'm just so confused. And
well, look, have the two of you done any counseling together?
No.
Would you?
No, we never really had any issues. We have pretty much.
Well, yes, you did. Look, his sense of humor you find off-putting. His public persona toward you is somewhat disrespectful. You're saying that he's not as physically affectionate to you as you'd like, that he has, I mean, there's some issues here, independent of her.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be that he feels you're too clingy and needy. I mean, I think that the two of you, look, I mean, the good news, and there, I know it doesn't sound like it's that good news, but the good news about going through a real rough patch is that because it's so, it's destabilized things to such a degree that it's worthwhile to sort of say, okay, if it feels this lousy right now, why don't we do a little work to make it, when it heals, that it's really in better shape than it was, as opposed to just getting back to where we were. So one of the possibilities is to say to him, I mean, you could even do the summary I just did, rather than attacking him, I'm saying, look, there's some things about you that I would probably change, and I know there's some things about me. For example, you'd probably do this, this, and this. And if nothing else, I mean, you'll get his attention because he feels that you're going to blame him for everything. And so the fact of saying, look, there's some things I really need to change about my behavior as well. Would you be willing to go see a therapist with me? Because, you know, this was really scary for me to realize how angry I was. And I don't think it came out of nowhere. I think it's probably been building up, and I'm not very good about talking about those things. You withdraw, I sulk, and so nothing ever gets changed. I mean, if we, you know, I love you dearly. I would like to go forward the rest of my life, but we got some problems here, and if we can resolve them and build on the strength and the affection and the love we already have, then we're going to have something really special. Are you willing to do that? And see where he gets. If nothing else, you'll have a much clearer idea of where he is at this moment, if he's just treading water temporarily till he finds someplace else to go.
Right.
So I don't think, but if you're going to go to that, I think you have to take his daughter off the table. That's not the issue, number one.
Okay.
Number two, that you need to sort of take some of the stuff on your shoulders and say, okay, this is, you know, this is something that I think I need to do better at. Okay, so, and see where he gets. And again, he'll either say, well, it's not my favorite, or we can solve our own problems, or I have no interest, or I'm out of here. I mean, you'll have a clear idea of what's going on. But I think you need to be relatively clear about what's important to you as well. And saying, well, everything was fine before it wasn't.
Right. No, yeah. No, I agree.
Okay. Yeah. All righty.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Cookie.
Thank you.
So, and look, I think what the takeaway for this, for you, I think, should be a couple things. First of all, that you could be loving toward his daughter, but having her live in the house and work at the same place probably doesn't make any sense going forward. And there are other ways of subsidizing her and showing your affection and being a friend to her. Number two, and perhaps it's actually number one, you need to be more aware of what your internal pulse is, so that you're not, because my guess is that you've been taught from a very early age that it's not okay to get angry. And that's a mistaken notion. Anger is a perfectly legitimate emotion. It's only dangerous when it's tamped down, and then it becomes explosive. And that tends to reinforce the idea that there's something wrong about anger. There's nothing wrong about anger, but you have to be able to use your words, not act it out with car doors and slams and, you know, stolen cell phones. All right? So your part of your job is to get better in touch with your feelings so that you don't treat anger as the enemy and sort of push it away, because it'll smack you upside the head every time. Okay?
Yep.
All righty.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. 855-993-7569. May, do I send a little horse to you, Dad? I'm sending a little horse to me a little bit. But, I mean, part of it's the weather. It's not only is it pouring.
It's kind
here,
of that time of year, isn't it?
Where yeah, it's fogged up and there's a lot of pollen. But I think my real issue, I was the ringmaster today before I went on the air for the Big Apple Circus, where they have something called a Sense Circus,
mm-hmm.
where they have special needs kids and kids who are hearing, vision impaired, hearing impaired, some autistic kids, some kids for whom an ordinary circus would probably be not as fun as one that's really focused. And so they invited me to come and host it, which was really fun. I have a top hat and a ringmaster's jacket. I brought my own boots. And my version of it was, I've done it once before. I did it a couple of years ago. But all I did basically was walk out and say, men, boys and girls, men and women, children of all ages. You know, so this one, I got to play a little bit more. First of all, they were a very rowdy group, which is a lot of fun. And they hooted and screamed. and so I said, okay, hello. And they went, yeah, hello. And so I did that thing, which is, I can't hear you. And I said, I know it's raining out, and I know the Mets lost, but come on, guys. So it was really fun. And we got to talk. I said, all right, now, what's the best baseball team in New York? And they all said, the Mets, even after last night. Last night, Manny and I were discussing that we think the longest extra inning game in the World Series was 17 innings, I think.
Yeah, I'll have to double check and look that up.
I think it was 17. Yeah, I don't think this was the longest. But man, for people who had to get up early this morning, it probably seemed like it. So we decided the Mets were the best team. And I said, okay, what's the best circus? And they, of course, screamed Big Apple Circus. And I said, are you sure it's not the little banana circus? And they, no, there wasn't. And then it turns out that to start the circus, you have to be able to say, now on with the show. And I said, look, this isn't my day job. So I need some help with it. So I made them all holler and now on with the show. And so that was really fun. And somebody came up to me and said, no one's ever done that before. And I said, done what? And they said, oh, get the audience involved. And I said, well, how else do you do it? So that's probably why I sound a little hoarser than usual. But I could say, so on with the show, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. And I was starting to talk. It was, I had this kind of psychological moment. Because, you know, when I do things like this, I mean, as I said, I'm not good at saying no, and then I'm awake the night before thinking, what have I done? How am I going to do this? And so I had this whole thing planned in my head, but then I saw the kids walking in, and they're huge variation in age. The youngest kids were probably like 5, but the oldest kids were probably like 17 or 18. So you can't talk about, okay, you know, who wants to ride a pony? I mean, can't do that. They're 18-year-olds. They'll throw things at you, as well they should. So I had to figure out, and then I was going to talk about the fact that the Big Apple Circus uses rescue animals. But these are kids who are already feeling like they're, you know, that they need some rescuing. So I thought, that's not a very wise thing to talk to these kids about. So it was kind of changing things as I went along. But it was, Big Apple Circus is in New York till January, but it travels all the way around the world, literally. And I didn't know, it's a nonprofit. I know that they do clown care, which is they send a huge number of clowns to hospitals to deal with sick kids, which is a wonderful thing to do. And they are the unscary kind of clowns. There was one woman in there who's she's of a certain age. She was not a young woman, and I was in the same dressing room that she was, and she had like old fashioned bloomers and like she was in her underwear essentially, and like 1920s underwear. And she came over to introduce herself, and I said, well, you're obviously on your way to work. And she said, yeah. And I said, you work at Lehman Sisters, right? I don't think they're going to invite me back ever again. But it was fun. Some of the pictures, they're going to send me the pictures, so we'll put them up on the on Facebook and maybe even Twitter them. So
last night's World Series game did tie the record for the longest World Series game. Yep.
Okay, well, thank you for that, Manny.
Mm-hmm.
So we all can take a little nap today. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com.
and twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
All right, Judy, you're going to... These are your kind of things going on this week on the Broadway and off-Broadway stage. I got three to tell you about. All right, we'll start with Trip of Love, which was really kind of fun. It's got a cast of seven people, and some of the best bodies you've seen on Broadway somehow is going to make everybody feel insecure. I mean, they've got all these abs and all these, you know, and guys going around with like jackets but no T-shirts underneath them. Some great dancing. Trip of Love, you walk into, it's like a psychedelic experience. I'm trying to remember what we used to call these kinds of things, maybe happenings or something. Serious Fringe. I mean, I would kill for some of these wardrobe things. And, I mean, some fantastic songs. There are 27 songs, I think, in this, including Windmills of Your Mind, Both Sides Now, Wipeout, which they actually do on surfboards, The Girl from Ipanema, Moon River, I Saw Her Standing There, You Don't Own Me. I mean, song after song after song, and with great voices. And there is kind of a more or less plot line in that Alice falls down into the into the hole, right? And they have some of these things are a combination. There is, I mentioned it, I think I mentioned it, maybe I'm, there is a guy who's finger painting a woman with Bigelow, and she looks like one of the nudies in Times Square. She's got a G-string and body paint, and that's all. And she's sort of in this cage that's got like a trapeze on it or something. This is kind of almost Las Vegas-y, but some great bodies, fantastic music. The only thing that I really would complain about is the fact that they didn't let the audience come up on stage and boogie afterwards. I was personally heartbroken. But the only problem about this is it's an off-Broadway venue, and the tickets are a little pricey, but huge cast, great scenery, great use of the stage set, and some fantastic music. I think hopefully it'll do well, but as I said, it's about... You're 25-35% a little bit more than you'd expect to pay for it, but it's got a huge cast, and so you feel like you're at least seeing everything on stage, and terrific music. Dames at Sea is kind of a throwback to movies and musicals of the 30s and 40s. It's all it's the opening scene is a huge amount of tap dancing in this one. Not so much Fringe, but a lot of glitter. The idea is the girl gets off the bus at Port Authority, loses her suitcase to... it's kind of the same plot as On the Town, but with a lot more vigor. It's kind of silly, to be quite honest. The only cast member that I really knew very well is John Bolton, who played the dad in A Christmas Story and has for the last couple of years. But they look like they're having such a good time, and they're playing it certainly tongue-in-cheek. The bodies aren't as good. The acting is probably a little bit better. There's a huge, and the tap dancing is really impressive. Not a whole lot of charisma in this one, but some cute kind of storylines. And again, it seems like a throwback with a little bit of irony tossed in. And my final, which is really off Broadway, it's even though it's actually, this is the only one I think on Broadway. The other two are on 42nd Street. The Big Apple Circus, and I mentioned that I was, you know, I'm a little prejudiced in that I got to be the ringmaster today, but I'd seen it last week. And I've seen probably, if not all of them, I've seen most of them. And the music is always terrific. They have a great band, and they always put out a soundtrack. This one, I think, is one of my favorites for a couple of reasons. First of all, I think it walks the line between adult entertainment and stuff that appeals to kids very successfully, which is not easy in a circus. It also is a little shorter. They usually run about 2.5 hours with an intermission. This runs 2 hours with an intermission, and I think that condensation really works very well. Some terrific acts, as when we did the interview last week with the animal trainer, as she said, it's the creme de la creme from all over the world, and they have kind of a storyline this year for the first time, which is the idea of the grand tour, that you're on a steamship in the 20s and going to Europe and riding the Orient Express, and you get to be in Istanbul. They're terrific horses, and this is a one-ring circus at the very beginning of the first half. They do what a lot of circuses do. They bring everybody out at the beginning, so everybody's moving all over the stage, and you're thinking, wow, where do I look? But then it settles down to what we expect from the Big Apple Circus, which is one ring, lots of energy in that ring, but only one act at a time. And it really is some of the best stuff you've ever seen, whether it's talking about the teeter board, the rescue animals. As I said, they not only have rescue animals in terms of the dogs, but also the horses, This one doesn't have any elephants in it this year. In fact, most places are now phasing out elephants. They're just figuring it's not fair to the elephants, among other things. And they call the Wheel of Wonder. I took three adults to this one last week, and it's really heart-stopping stuff. It's really the best of the circus and will make you want to run away to the circus, which I'm getting more and more tempted. I figured, you know, if I can go and be all circuses need psychologists on staff, don't you think? Send in the clowns. I'm already here. Alrighty, so three really fun picks. Big Apple Circus, I'm a fan, always have been. I think this is one of the best, if not the best one ever. Trip of Love, I love the music. That's that's not my child. That's not nostalgia. That's my childhood. Dames at Sea, I liked. I just think that there are things that are a little bit more energetic. I really had no complaint with it. It's just the music, I think, is better from Trip of Love. And this one is talented people who are clearly having a very good time. The Broadway has gotten so expensive, and it's so dependent these days on big names. We've got Bruce Willis coming. We've got Keira Knightley coming. We've got Al Pacino coming. So this is in all three cases, you've got people who are not very well known from other venues. To my knowledge, nobody's won any American Idol or Istanbul Idol or anybody else Idol. They're just very talented people doing very good work. So I think part of it just depends on what you like. So you can check out more at drjoy.com where I review everything. As I said, there's only one play that I haven't reviewed. And this was one of those arguments that I had with myself, and one of my listeners called and said, look, if you're going to do theater review or movie review, you have to tell us when things are crummy. But the one thing that I saw, I just couldn't bring my heart to say how really amateurish I thought it was. So you'll have to figure that out. And I really don't want to wreck, it's a one-man show, and I really don't want to wreck his chances, because I think there was probably an audience for what he does. It's just not me. And watching people sort of go up on their lines and feel like they need a bit more rehearsal, I figure I didn't have to pay for that ticket, but you would, and you wouldn't love me for it. So the tension between feeling like I had to be a critic and tell you that it was really not worth your time or effort, and also being supportive of people doing their best, so I just decided to keep my mouth shut. But for all three of these, I had no issues. All right, so check it out, drjoy.com. Got something in your mind? We've got another hour to go. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or, will you forget?
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.